One tech toy this year has privacy advocates very concerned, so much so they've filed a complaint with the federal government. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
My name is Kayla. My mom said she named me after her grandmother.
My friend Kayla is a doll and looks pretty much like most dolls do. She is available in various skin tones and hair colors, and according to her website, she is the smartest toy you'll ever have. Ask her if she can sing a song.
Sing a song, Kayla.
Well, I think I'm pretty good at singing. Here is a song I love to sing to my next-door neighbor's little girl.
Twinkle, twinkle.
But my friend Kayla also has some issues. She sings and talks and listens, but maybe a little too well.
We're very concerned about the fact that these dolls are essentially spying on your kids' private conversations.
Claire Gartland is with the Electronic Privacy Information Center, a Washington nonprofit that advocates for consumer privacy. The problem with Kayla, she says, is everything a child tells her can be recorded in the guise of having an interactive conversation. Ask her, say, can I tell you a secret?
Sure, go ahead. Be very quiet, though. I promise not to tell anyone. It's just between you and me because we are friends.
But Gartland says that secret and anything else your child tells or asks Kayla isn't secret at all. If the doll is connected to a smartphone as it's designed to be, that information can be sent to the toy maker, and that's troubling.
There's all kinds of intimate details of their personal life, their parents' personal lives. You know, we know how kids at, you know, younger ages don't necessarily have the same social filter. So these children could be chattering on about anything.
Gartland says the conversations that Kayla records are sent to servers at the Toymaker, a company called Genesis, and to a third party called Nuance that makes voice recognition software for a lot of companies. Nuance also has a database used by law enforcement and military and intelligence agencies that matches voice prints. In a blog post, Nuance says it does not share voice data collected from its customers with any of its other customers. Genesis did not return calls for comment. Gartland says parents are not being sufficiently notified of my friend Kayla's capabilities.
And more importantly, they're not consenting to this. And that's where some of our legal regulations come into play here.
The Children's Online Privacy Protection Act requires companies that collect and use private information from children 12 and under notify their parents and get permission first. The Electronic Privacy Information Center and other privacy advocates have filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission about Kayla. Ideally, they'd like to see the toy and its sibling, IQ Intelligent Robot, taken off the shelves in the U.S., as has happened in some European countries. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.